Okay, tomorrow's daf is daf kuf aleph. We're going to learn that daf tonight. We're going to have to make this a quick one because, as I'm sure everybody is aware, it's somewhat of a busy time for all of us. So let's try to learn the daf, and we'll learn it properly, but we're going to be a little bit quicker than normal, if that's imaginable. We left off on daf kuf amid beis. We are at the Mishnah. And again, if anyone wants a different daf yomi shir online, for anyone out there who's listening online, ProjectSinai.org, my chavrusa, my esteemed chavrusa, Rabbi Shalom Rasner, puts in a lot of time into giving a really outstanding daf yomi shir. I highly recommend it. I would do it myself if I didn't do it already previously with him. Anyway, we are up to the Mishnah daf kuf amud beis. Says the Mishnah, Nosin tzemer letzava v'kdicha yora. A person gives tzemer, gives wool to a dyer, person who professionally dyes wool, v'kdicha yora, but the person burns it. He burns the pot where the dyes are cooked, and they dye the wool, burns the wool and destroys it. So the halacha is the dyer nosin lo demei tzimro has to reimburse the owner of the wool, the fellow who asked him to dye the wool, for his wool that he destroyed. Tzava'u ka'ur, if he was tzava'u ka'ur, what does ka'ur mean? So Rashi says, it's as if the aleph were an ayin over here, as if it were mechuar, something that were disgusting, that was very much messed up. And the Gemara is going to explain in exactly what way it got messed up, but he colors it in a way that it gets messed up. So ima shevach yesra liyatzia, nosin losayatzia. So he does the dyeing, but over here he dyed it in a way where it wasn't as good, it wasn't as high quality as it should have been. So if the increase in value is greater than the expense incurred in dyeing, so then you only pay for the expense incurred. The owner of the wool will only have to reimburse will only have to pay the dyer for the expense of dyeing it. But v'ima yitzia yisera l'shevach, if the expense of dyeing it costs more than the increase in value to the wool itself, only pay the increase in value. You don't have to pay his entire expense. You only have to pay the increase in value. If you asked the guy, you hired the guy to dye it red, and instead he dyed it black, or vice versa, Rabbi Meir Omer, Nosin Odemet Simro. Rabbi Meir says, you reimburse the fellow for the wool, because you destroyed it. He wanted red wool, you gave him black wool, so you have to reimburse him for that wool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ema Shevach Yesral Yetzia, Nosin Losi Yetzia. If the Shevach, the increase in value, is greater than the Yetzia, than the expense it took to dye it, so then you pay the lesser amount, you pay the Yetzia. Vema Yetzia Yisrael Shevach, but if the expense in dyeing it was greater than the increase in value as a result of the dyeing, so then you pay the lesser amount, the increase in value, rather than the expense incurred in dyeing it. Says Rashi, Nosin lo, Dibur Maskel Nosin lo, says Rashi, Nosin lo litzava esayetzia, you only pay the expense of dyeing it when that's the lesser number, veloschar shalim, and you don't pay him his full normal wages for doing this job for you. Umakabal tzimro, and then you get back your wool that you gave him. Udmei tzimro lo amar denesiv, we don't say in this case that the tzava should give back the value of the wool. Because he should acquire the shevach detzemer of the wool. Because we're talking about a tzava where there was no shinui that was made in it that would be enough to be kona it. I mean, the guy asked you to dye it, and you did dye it. So it's nothing that there's no great shinoi through which he could be kona it, because you did exactly what the guy hired you to do. He asked you to dye it, and you did dye it. Let's follow Adam, the next Rashi, kani bishinoi. When he asks you to dye it red and you dye it black, though, meaning the previous Rashi was going on the other case, where you dyed it in a way that was a lesser quality, that wasn't as good. Now we're talking about a case where you dye it the wrong color, In that case, kone b'shinoi the Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, you're kone with a shinoi. The lo yayiv lay ela d'me tzamro, avalo d'me shivcho. And therefore, you pay him back the value of the tzemer, but you don't have to pay him back the extra value, the increased value of the tzemer based on your own dying it. Or the guy can pay the full wages and get his wool back, whatever he wants. If he wants, he can take back the Dmei Tzemer, or he can take back the actual wool and pay you your wages. But that's totally his choice. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz is a little bit bothered by. Why should he have the choice to, if Shinoi is Kona, so then the dyer was Kona the wool. So why should it be the choice of the fellow who asked him to dye the wool to get paid the way he would like to get paid? So that's a little bit difficult to understand why that should be the case. Okay, says the Gemara, my ka'ur. What do we mean when we said that he died in the second case of the Mishnah, that he died it in a way that was ka'ur, that was less than great? So I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Barchana, kalvus. It means kalvus. Okay, great. My kalvus. What does kalvus mean? I'm Rav Bar Shmuel, kafra dudi. It means that there was, as Rashi explains, you cleaned out the pot of dyes, and there was a little bit of dye left over, and with that you went and you dyed his wool, and that's obviously the lesser quality dye. It's not as good, it doesn't shine as bright, it doesn't have a nice color, so it's really a messed up job. You didn't do a nice job on the dyeing. So that's the case that the Mishnah was talking about. Not where you got the wrong color, that's the last case in the Mishnah. Where you got the right color, you just did it in the wrong way. You didn't do it in the highest quality way that you could have done it. Says Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a bright. If you give wood to a carpenter to make a chair, and instead he builds a bench out of it, or vice versa, you give him wood in order to build a bench, and instead he makes a chair. Rav Meir says, you give him the value of the wood. You reimburse him for the wood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, says, no, you weren't kona b'shinoi. You're not going to just pay back the wood because, like Rav Meir says, because Rav Meir holds you kona b'shinoi. Rather, if the shevach, the increase in value, is greater than the expense incurred to build it, so you pay the guy for the expense that he incurred, and you take your bench or your chair or whatever it was that you didn't ask for. Vim hayitzia yisera la shevach, and if the expense incurred is greater than the increase in value to the wood, from going from wood to being a bench, nosan osa shevach, so then you pay the increase in value of going from wood to being a bench, and you take the bench. But Rav Meir is moda that if you give wood to a carpenter to build for you a beautiful chair, and instead he built for you a disgusting chair, safsal na'a vasav safsal ka'ur, or you gave wood to a carpenter to build for you a beautiful bench, and instead he built for you a disgusting bench, so if the increase in value is greater than the expense incurred, you pay the lesser amount, the expense incurred. And if the expense incurred is greater than the increase in value, so you pay the increase in value, which again is the lesser amount. So Meir's Moda, in that case, where he built what you wanted him to build, but so therefore it's not a shinoi, he's not kono shinoi, but he didn't do a job properly, he didn't do it the way it should have been done, and therefore the yad of the carpenter is ala tachtona, it's the yad of the balabayis that's al ha'elyona. So Meir will be Moda in that case, because again there was no major shinoi for which we can say that shinoi is kona. Says Gemari Bailahu, Ye Shavach Simanam al Hatzemer, Oin Shavach Simanam al Hatzemer. That does the dyes in the wool have its own status, or does it not have its own status? Meaning, when a wool has been colored to, let's say, the color blue, so does the dye, the blue dye in the wool, is it chashav on its own, or is it not? So, l'may nafkamina, what do you mean, is it chashav on its own? For what? L'gabe what halacha? So, for that, the Gemara is going to have five possibilities. We're going to reject the first three and accept the last two. So, frak the Gemara, hechidami. What case exactly are we talking about? And Rashi explains that the shaila really is chazusa milsa hi olav milsa. Is the the look of it is the appearance of something, chazusa, is that considered something significant or is that considered insignificant? This is a major discussion, and the Gemara is going to discuss later, but it's a major discussion in the Mishnayos and Maseches Mikvaos. When you deal with a mikvah that no longer looks like mikvah water, it now looks like blood or wine or whatever else might have been dropped into the mikvah, so that's a major issue, whether chazusa milsa, does that have a din of water, or does it have a din of whatever liquid it actually looks like. But in our case, we're talking about dye on a piece of wool. So we want to know whether the chazusa, the appearance of it, has any independent status. So says Gemara Yechidami, what's the case? Possibility number one, ilim et gazel samanim, if we're talking about a case where you stole the dye material, the material from which you make dye, the plants or roots or whatever it is from which you make dye, vidakinu, when you crush it up, vitarinu, and then you soaked it, vitsava behen, and you then used it to dye your own wool. So typically, mishum dekanin b'shinui. So then, of course, you were koneh it with shinui, meaning you crushed it up, you did everything to it. So you were certainly, at that point, koneh it with the shinui. So that can't be the shaila, whether chazusa milsi or chazusa lav milsi, whether the guy has a tain on you that he wants his dye back. What do you mean? The dye was yours. You have to reimburse him for the value of roots of that you stole, but the dye is certainly yours. So says Gemara, no, case, so it must be possibility number two. Lo tzricha de gazel samanim shruyin. You stole samanim shruyin. You stole the dye material that was already soaked and basically was ready to be used. Vitzavabahu, and then you used it to dye. So there was no great shinui. So my, then we have the shaila. What's the din? Ye shavach samanim al gabi tzemer, da amr lei havli samnoi de shakaltinu. Do we say that the dye in the wool has its own independent status, where the original owner of the dye can say, give me my dye back because you took dye from me? Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Maybe ain't shavach samanim al gabi etzemer. Maybe the dye does not have any independent status. Darmalei leslach kabay v'lo midi. And the guy can say, what are you talking about? I have a piece of wool. It's my piece of wool. You don't have anything by me. What, the color of the wool? You're tying a color from me? What kind of tying is that you want a color back? Says Gemara Amri, wait a second. Is that really, can you really get away with that? If the dye does not have an independent value on the wool, can the guy who owns the wool really say, I don't owe you anything? Why can't the person who originally owned the dye say, I'll tell you what, we all agree you stole dye from me, why don't you give me back the dye that you stole from me? Meaning, either way, you're going to have to reimburse him in some way or the other, so you should be able to say, give me back the dye that you stole from me. Right? So that's Rashi says, Ami vi yenshav mimatz yamr leles lachabay v'lo midi bitmiya. Nihina mi dechazus alav milsi. Granted, the appearance of something isn't considered independently significant, but lem lehavli samanay davasat adinu. Let him at least taina that you owe me the dye that you stole from me. So says Gemara Ella, we have to say possibility number three. Do we say that there's no shevach on the samanim? There's no shevach simanim al gabei atzemer. There's no increase in value on the wool, and therefore you have to pay him back. Or you could say no, that maybe the dye is considered an independent entity, and therefore you could say, look, here's the wool. The dye is on it. Go get the dye out of the wool. Good luck. It's right here. Take it back. Meaning, if the dye is not considered an independent entity, it's just part of the wool, so then you're going to have to pay him back. Then you're going to have to pay him back for the dye that you stole. But if the dye is still considered an independent entity, so then maybe I can say, look, here's the wool. The dye is in it. The dye is an independent entity. Good luck taking it out. But you have to remove the dye from the wool. Tosfos points out that even according to this Havamina, which we're going to see soon, this is only a Havamina, even according to this Havamina, the dyer is going to have to pay the expense of removing the dye from the wool. Meaning if it's going to take, you have to send it to the dry cleaners to try to scratch all the dye out of the wool, to somehow get the dye out of the wool, and it's going to be an expensive process, the dyer is going to be the one that's responsible to pay that. That's Taptosos. Mikol makom igra by lemesav lemishkaluhu tekivin dasi liyadei by lemever hashava. Right, you have to do a proper hashava, so you're going to have to pay for it. So says Gemara, but wait a second, is that reasonable? Shaklinu? But my shakle, what do you mean take it? How's he supposed to take it out of the wool? Says Gemara, but soften. What do you mean? With soap and whatever it takes to get it out of the wool. Answers Gemara, no, that's no good. Soften of urim avra, shavelo of it. You use the soap. It's gonna take it out, but you're not gonna have usable dye that you'll be able to return. You never will have done the proper ashava. So says Gemara. So that can't be the case. Rather, possibility number four. Ella hakamayskinim gon the gazal semer v'samanim dechad. You stole wool and samanim that belong to one person, meaning it all belongs to the same person. The wool and the samanim and the dye all belongs to the same person. You stole it from him. V'tzave luut semer b'hanak samanim, and you took his dye and dyed his wool with his own dye, but he didn't want you to do it. V'kamahad lein elay letzemer, and you returned the tzemer to him. Do we say that the dye is still considered an independent entity? So when you stole blue dye from him and you stole a piece of wool, when you return blue dyed wool, you've returned both dye and wool because they're both still considered independent entities. Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Maybe ain shavach samanim al gavet semer. Maybe the dye, once it's on the wool, is no longer considered an independent entity. Vitzemer mahadalei samanim lamahadalei. And therefore, when you returned blue dye to him, you've actually returned dye, but you have not. You've actually returned wool. And when you return blue dyed wool to him, you've returned wool, but you have not returned any dye to him. That's not considered returning dye to him. So the answer is the Gemara. Amri typically dai yakar le nehalei. Bidame, that we have to assume that the situation is where it went up in value, the wool went up in value because of the dye. If it goes up in value as a result of the dye, you did the guy a favor by dyeing his wool for him. So answers Gemara, Lo Tzricha Dizal Tziva. Who said it went up in value? Maybe it went down in value, right? Rashi Dizal Tziva. Tzemer Tzavua Huzal Ba'olam. Maybe dyed wool is not as valuable as it normally is. Ve'in Magin Shevach L'Dmei Samanim. And therefore the increase in value, obviously it increases in value somewhat when you dye it, but the increase in value does not even equal the value of the dye itself. And it's not because you did a bad job. You did a great job. You dyed it perfectly well. But the increase in value because of the general market value of dyed wool is not, the market's in a hit a snag a little bit. And the increase in value from going from plain wool to dyed wool does not equal the value of the dyes themselves. So Va'amle Nigzal, Rashi says, the Nigzal says, Aniya Yisi Mocher Samanim Owa Yisi Tzovea Begen. You know what I would have done? I would have just sold the dyes as is. I never would have used them on the wool because I know that the dyed wool is not what it used to be. Or I would have been Soveya Beged. I would have been Soveya something else. I wouldn't have been Soveya wool. Va'achshav hifsadetani. And now you cost me money. The loish bichu b'tzemer, because you didn't make my wool increase in value. Sansa says the Gemara v'bay seima, or another possibility, kigon shetzava b'hukufa, where the situation was, Rashi has two possibilities what this means. Is this kofa or kupa? Right? Rashi says, gazal kof, possibility number one, you steal a monkey, v'samanim, and dies, v'tzava es hakof. You decide to have some fun. So you decide you're going to steal the guy's monkey. Assume it's a brown monkey, right? Like, or whatever. I'm sure there are other color monkeys in the world somewhere. But you decide to steal some red dye or pink dye or something. Yellow dye. And you decide to have some fun. So you're going to color the monkey. You make the monkey a yellow monkey. So magzirulo. So then you return it to him. He has his yellow monkey. Telo yakale. The yellow monkey is not worth any more than the brown monkey was. It's a cute practical joke, but you stole his dye to play the practical joke on his monkey. So that's one possibility. Vamrila. So in that way, meaning what's the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara is trying to come up with a case where you take the dye, you use the dye on something that belongs to the fellow from whom you took the dye, but still you did not do him any favors by dyeing his stuff for him. So either we're talking about where the market value of dyed wool was not what it used to be, so you didn't do any favors by dyeing his stuff for him, or where you dye the monkey, so you didn't do him any favors. And Rashi says another possibility, what this means, va'amrila kupa shel netzarim. You dye a basket. And the it doesn't mean kofa as in monkey, it means kupa as in like a basket. And what do people need a dyed basket for? That doesn't help increase the value of the basket. So either way, so it was basically you just wasted the dye. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ravina Amar, fifth possibility. No, the case we're dealing with is Kugon Ditsemer Dechad, Visamanam Dechad. The wool belongs to one person, and the dyes belong to a different person. And we're not talking about anybody stealing anything right now. That's not the issue over here. V'ka'asi kof v'tsave le'u tsemer b'hanach samanim. A monkey actually comes along and takes the dye, and this is like a straight out of Curious George. A monkey comes along, takes the dye, and dyes the wool that belongs to the other guy. So he takes Reuven's dye, the monkey, George comes along, George the monkey comes along, takes Reuven's dye, and colors Shimon's wool. So Yeshavach Samanam al Gavitzemer, Damalei Havli Samanai de Gabachninu. Can Reuven say to Shimon, look, give me back my dye, because it's on your wool, it's still an independent entity. Maybe we say, no, it's not viewed as an independent entity. And Shimon could say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have anything that belongs to you, because this isn't, I just have my piece of wool. Your dye is not considered an independent entity, the dye that's stuck in my wool. Frektosos, wait a second. Frektosos tema, hare nehene. Bottom line is, he got hanah from it. Shetzmaru mu'ula b'damim yoser, because his tzemer is worth more money. V'yishalei mashanene, and therefore he should pay for the hanah that he got. And the Tosfos gives various examples where you pay for getting hanah. So if the bottom line is, he increased the value of your wool because your wool was undyed before and now it's dyed, so you have to at least pay for the hanah that you got. So it should be no brainer that Shimon has to reimburse Reuven for something. Granted, no one did anything aser. Shimon didn't steal anything. The monkey is a mice of kof. There's nothing you could do about that. So, but still, he should pay him for the hana that he got. He undoubtedly got hana from something that belonged to Reuven. So, answer number one: V'yesh lechalek the hana dahacha in ba'a al yedei ma'asav. Yes, he got hana, but the hana that he got did not come as a result of his own actions. The loyal de maisa behemto, nor as a result of the actions of his own animal. Ubetachav lo chavero, afal pishe inzali de masav mikol makom nena gufo. Now there is a case where you're going to have to pay for ana. I'm not going to get into what the case is exactly, where you're going to have to pay for ana that didn't come about through your maisim, but still at least your guf was nana. So essentially, what Tosfos is saying is, in order to pay for hana, it either has to be a direct result of your animal's actions, or it has to be something that's a hana'as haguf, a higher level hana'ah. I mean, not all hana'as were created equal. Hana'ah by having an increase in value on my property, on my possessions, it's a nice hana'ah, but there's a higher order of hana'ah. The higher order of hana'ah is when I have hana'as haguf. Inami hana'ah da'ach lo chashiva hana'ah she'ein ela noy bi alma yoser. Another possibility is that this hana'ah doesn't count as real hana'ah because this is only just makes it more beautiful, but it's not an actual hana'ah. It's just the color changed. So that's not a real hana'ah. You can't call that hana'ah. It's an increase in value to his possessions because it looks more beautiful, but that's not any real hana'ah at all. Okay, says the Gemara. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So we're at this Shaila. The monkey steals the dye from one person, the wool from the other, dyes the wool. So does the guy that previously owned the dye, or that owned the dye, have a taina on the guy with the wool that he wants his dye back? So Tashma, Raya number one. Beged shetzva'o b'klipei arla yidlak. If you dye a beged with arla, so you have to burn it. So Alma Chazusim will see, so you see that the appearance of something is considered significant. We're going to make you burn the whole beged because of the appearance of the beged, because of the color of the beged that came about through Arla. So you see the Chazusim will see, you see that certainly appearance means something. So Amarava Hanah Hanir Leinayim Asra Torah. Says Rava, no. Arla is different. By Arla, the Torah asers any Hanah that's visible. Detanya Arelim Lo Yochal. How do I know that you're not even allowed to not just not eat from Arla, but you're not allowed to get any hana from Arla, you're not allowed to die with Arla, you're not allowed to light a candle with Arla? Tamalom of Ralatim Ralasa is Piri Arelim Lo Yochel. The Rabbah says Kulam, that comes to include everything, so you're not allowed to do anything with Arla. The Mishnah Rishona in Paragimel of Arla deals with the issue of why you would have to burn a whole beged because of some Arla dye that's in it. Why don't we try? The Gemara previously discussed removing dye with tzvon, with a detergent to remove the dye. So granted, we said before in the Gemara that if you're trying to get the dye back, it's not really going to help to remove with the detergent because it might get destroyed on its way out. But when you're just trying to get the dye out of the beged, and you want to salvage the beged because the dye is the problem, it's not the beged, and you want to get rid of the dye, you're not interested in salvaging the dye, you just want it out of the beged, so then why can't you use a detergent? So that's the kash of the Mishnah Rishona, and he says really enochinami, that if it's possible, then enochinami, that's a better idea. Or let's say it only dyed a piece of the beged, and the rest of the beged is fine. So he says, yeah, enochinami there too, you can cut off a piece of the beged, and salvage the rest of the beged. Then he deals with the question, why isn't it battle in the beged? Why don't we say that the arla is batal, the color of arla is batal in the beged? Whenever the isser is nicker, we generally say it's not batal, because bitl by definition generally means that it loses its natural, its own qualities because it becomes totally mixed in to the larger picture, and the larger item overwhelms the qualities of the smaller item. But when something is very nicker, generally bitl doesn't work. He says, yeah, but that's only lechatchila. But when it's yef shel asiru, when it's impossible to take it out in any other way, so then we would say it's bitl even when it's nicker. So he says, no, it is possible to take it out. How would you take it out? It's possible to take it out by dyeing it a different color. Meaning, it's possible to make it not nicker, to remove it in that way, by dyeing it a different color. So that's why it's not going to be batal. So therefore, the only eitz is going to be to try to either remove the dye from the beged, or to cut away the part of the beged that was dyed, or, as the Mishnah suggests, to burn it. Okay, so that was rejection of raya number one. Possible raya number two, tashma, beged shetzava beklipe shviyas. If you use Shemitah produce to dye a beged, yidlak, you should light the beged on fire. You should destroy the beged. Now, what's the yisr over here? So Rashi writes, also lasu schora v'peroseha, that the problem over here is that you're not allowed to do business with peros of shviyas, uklipe peros kamar v'lo klipe etzim. And we're talking about you using the peels of the fruits of shviyas, because that's what has the status of Shemitah produce, and that's what you're not allowed to do business with. And apparently, dying is considered business. So the implication of Rashi is that you're not just stam dying it, you're dying it in order to sell it. And that's why it has a din of business. Not all the Rishonim agree with Rashi's Peshat, because then a lot is left out of the Gemara. I mean, then the Gemara would really mean to say that if you dye it al menash just to keep it for yourself, not to sell it, that it shouldn't be a problem at all. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, that we're talking about it's the achar zman biur. It's after the zman of the beer, where you're supposed to remove all the produce from your house. You're supposed to remove all the Shemitah produce from your house, and you didn't do it. So it's also to keep it around and use it in any way at all. So that's why you're not allowed to be tzaveh. That's actually in Yana Diyama, with all the tumult about Pesach and all the tumult about Birchas Hachama going on recently. We lose sight of the fact that Erev Pesach is also a Zman Biur. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't lose sight of this fact. But over here, we lose sight of the fact that it's also a Zman Biur. So anyway, so that's the idea, that we try to bring a Raya, because it says if you color a beged with Klipe Shviyas, you have to burn the whole beged. Apparently, Chazusa Milsa, apparently, the appearance of something really matters. And says Gemara, no, Shiny Hasam, Damar Kra, Tihiye, Vav Yasate. No, it's also a special din by Shemitah, that Dafka by Shemitah produce, Vav Yasate, we darshan that it's going to be more of a big deal when something is colored, that the color is going to be a bigger deal, it's going to make you burn the entire beged. But we still don't know, speaking in a more general sense, whether Chazusa Milsa or Chazusa Lav Milsa. Rava Rami. Rava asked the following stira. Tanan, we learned it in Mishnah on one hand. Beged shetzava beklipe arla. A beged that you dyed with wool, with arla shells, yidlak, you have to burn it, alma chazusa milsi, and that's the Mishnah we had before that implies the chazusa milsa. Wait a second, did that Mishnah imply chazusa milsa? I thought we said that doesn't tell you anything about chazusa milsa. That's only its special din by arla.
But that wouldn't be true of every other of all chazusa. So does that tell you anything about chazusa milsa really? So before he even asked the question, his starting point seems totally off base. So says Tosos, that's what you have to say. Teimada Rava Shani Leel Shani Ola Dixiv Krai Umehasum Leel Fina. You can't learn from Arla. Vimkein My Park Meola Atuma. How could Rava ask from Arla and something else? So says Tosos Vinirik is from the Garcina Leel Rabba. That you have to assume, like the Svarim that are Goris previously, that it was Rabba who said we can't derive anything from Arla. Rava does not necessarily agree with that. V'igar is Rava, yesh lomer d'dichayu. And even if you say that it was Rava previously, so you have to say that it was just a way of being docha araya. But really he held that that Arla is just like everything else, that Arla is not a specialized din, and that you can learn from Arla. So what's his stira then? So by Arla you see chazusa milsehi, uraminhi, but I'll ask a stira, he says, revius of Labayas, Habayas Tameh, if a revius of blood from a dead body gets soaked into the ground of a house, everything in the house becomes Tameh, right? Habayas Tameh, Rashi points out, can't mean that the actual house becomes Tameh, because it's Mechubil Karka, can't become Tameh. It means everything in the house becomes Tameh with Tumas Ohel, Va'amila Habayas Tar, and some say the Bayas becomes Tar, is still Tar. V'lo Plihi, and how do we explain that discrepancy? Habakelim Davmei Kara, Habakelim Dasal B'Sof. If Kalim were in the house at the time that the blood was still not yet absorbed into the ground, those Kalim are Tamei. If Kalim were not in the house at the time that the blood was not yet absorbed into the ground, they only came into the house after the blood was already absorbed into the ground, those Kalim are going to be Tahar. But Nivla Biksus, if the blood were soaked into clothing, Rowan, we look at the following. Imis Chabeses Haksus V'yotzi Men Revias Dam Tameya. If you can clean the clothing and draw out of the clothing an actual revius of blood, meaning if you use 10 ounces of water in order to clean the clothing to draw out the revius of blood, you would need to have a liquid the quantity of 10 ounces plus a revius. That's how much blood has to be drawn out of the clothing. It has to be a revius of pure blood drawn out of the clothing. Then we're going to assume that everything in that the beged is tameh, everything in that house was tameh. Vimlav tahora. But if you can't draw out a revius of blood, then it's tahar. So what do you see from here? Says Rashi, Vimlav tahar habayis shalohei hilal revius shekvar chaser ba'avla b'ksus. Right, it was already less than revius by the time it was soaked into the clothing. Avla ksus tamei. Now the clothing itself is definitely going to be tamei because the clothing definitely touched a revius of blood. Shetchilas nagir b'revius mitzumtzum nitma, because it initially touched a revius of blood. The thing is, it's not a revius that you can draw out anymore, but the clothing definitely touched a revius of blood. The question is that the items in that house where the clothing was, does that become tamei? But what do we see from here? Bottom line, v'katani miyas v'imlav tar, that if you can't draw out a revius of blood, everything in the house together with that clothing is tar. Aflagav de chazusa de revius ika, even though there certainly is the appearance of a revius of blood in the clothing. Shadam shenishra beged, the blood is in the clothing. Sheyef shal sochto, that you can't draw out. Nir alana bebeged, it's still apparent in the beged. So you see from there that the appearance of something is not relevant, that we don't care about the appearance. So that's a stira to our mission about Arla, where the appearance was everything. They were dealing with a special kula about Dam Tavusa. What's Dam Tavusa? So Rashi over here says one of the pshatim what Dam Tavusa is, that harug shiatsu men revius dam b'chayev ubimoso, that you have a dead body and blood definitely came out of this person while he was alive and while he was dead. And we have a revius of blood from this person. We just don't know if this revius came out while he was still alive, in which case it's not Mitami Ba'ol, or if it came out while he was dead, in which case it is Mitami Ba'ol, or part and part, it came out a little bit when he was alive and a little bit when he was dead. So we simply don't know. So that's the so because it's Dam Tavusa Drabanan, so we take certain liberties with it, and we're going to be lenient on the Chazusa of Dam Tavusa Drabanan. We're going to be lenient on the simple appearance within the Beged of this rabbinically Tameh blood, because on a Darais level, it's not even Tameh anyhow. Now, the Kasha that Tosas asked, that how can we ask from the Mishnah about Arla and prove from the Mishnah of Arla the Chazusa Milsa, if we just said before that Arla is a special din, so Tulsus answered it the way he answered it, that you have to change the girsa maybe, or that maybe it was only a dichloi. The Ravid writes differently, very fascinating. The Ravid says, even though Orla cannot be used to teach me about Dine Mamanis, about halachos of someone owing someone else money because of the dye that he took from him and he dyed his wool or whatever, the monkey dyed the wool or whatever it might be, when we talk about Dine Mamanis, Isurim Mimamono Leofinan, but you can still ask on a case of Tuma, because he says Isurim Mituma Yalfinan. Even though we're not going to learn Isser from Mamon, we will learn Isser from Tuma. So it's a fascinating chiddush of the Ravid. Normally we're trained to think, like we always say in the name of the Gra, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega, that there are three basic fundamental areas of Torah, none of which can be learned from the others. They all have their own set of rules. Dam L'Dam is Isser V'Heter. Din L'Din is Din Mamonis. Nega L'Nega is Tumantara. And all of them have their own rules. But the Ravid says no. While Isser and Mamon cannot be derived from each other, Isser and Tuma perhaps can be derived from each other. So that's a fascinating chiddush of the Ravid. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. We'll just try to finish up over here. Rava Rami, Rava asked another stira. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Miminat Sovin, Sviche Satim Vekotza, different types of dyes. Yeshlan Shvius, Ludemayan Shvius. These different plants that produce dye, so they have a din of Shemitah, and their money, the money that you exchange them for, also has a din of Shemitah. Yeshlan Biur, Ludemayan Biur. They have a din of Biur, you have to be Mvar them from the bias, and the money that you exchange for them also has a din of Biur. Alma Eitzim Yeshvam Yishvam Kedusha Shviyas. So we see from there that wood has a din of Kedusha Shviyas. Urim Minhi, but says Rav Alaskiu Stira. Alei Kanim Valei Gefanim She Givivan Bechava Al Pnei Sada. That if you gather leaves of reeds and vines in the field, Liktal Na'achila Yeshvam Yishvam Kedusha Shviyas. So if you pick them to be eaten, so then it does have Kedusha Shviyas. La Eitzim, but if you pick them only to be used as like firewood, Ein Bemishum Kedusha Shviyas. They don't have a din of Kedusha Shviyas. But either way, you see that Eitzim does not have Kedusha Shviyas, meaning the point is, we said before that Eitzim does have Kedusha Shviyas from the dyes that we were talking about. Now we're talking about Alei Gefanim, that if you picked them to use as Eitzim, that would take away its Kedusha Shviyas, because we're assuming that Eitzim by definition means no Kedusha Shviyas. So it's Stira Umishani, and yet it's Stira Amakra Li Achla. That Liachla teaches me that only something that the Hanaso Biroshavin, that only when something that while you're getting Hana'a from it, it gets destroyed from the world, that's what has Kedusha Shviyas, as opposed to Eitzim Shanasan Achar Biuran. That the Hana'a comes after the Biur. Why? How do Eitzim normally work? You burn the Eitzim, then you have coals, and you use the coals to cook. So it's after the destruction of the Eitzim that you then have coals with which to cook. The Hana'a comes after the Biur. Frak the Gemara Vayika Eitzim Demashchan Danasan Biur and Shavin. Are all Eitzim like that? What about Eitzim Demashchan, where the Hana'a and the Biur comes at the same time, that you get the Hana'a as it's being destroyed? Some Rava Stam Eitzim Lasaka Enamdin. That's not what normal Eitzim are used for. Normal Eitzim are not used to light a fire, to use for light. They're normally used for the fire and the coals that they're going to produce, which is the Hana'a and the Biur are not Shava. The Hana'a is only going to come after the Biur, and therefore it's not a stira at all. So again, the basic stira the Rava asked was, do Eitzim have Kedusha Shviyas? Do they not have Kedusha Shviyas? So we said it depends on the kinds of Eitzim. That's something that's that while you're getting Hana'a from it, it's Kala Mina Olam, it gets destroyed from the world. That's the kind of Eitzim that would have Kedusha Shviyas. But if it's the type of Eitzim that aren't like that, then the taco would not have Kedusha Shviyas. So it's not a stira at all. Okay, I wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Everyone should have enjoyable Siddurim, and we should have an inspiring Yom Tov. And next time we meet, we'll be a few blad ahead. And we should keep up with the daf, even though sometimes it's difficult to keep up with the schedule over Pesach.